Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst. What role does the Farm Bureau have here at the fair?
Well, we're here in our building, and we'll sell thousands of glasses of milk over the 11 days of the fair. But today's a really great day for us because we work with Missouri University of Missouri Extension to sponsor Farm Family Day. So we're recognizing 115 farm families across the state, all 114 counties plus the city of St. Louis. So it's a big day for Missouri agriculture at the fair.
A lot of farmers have been clobbered by the drought. How is it up in Atchison County?
Well, we're dry. Our corn is essentially finished. I mean, the yield's set. I don't know what it will be, but it gets worse as you come east and south from the corner of Missouri. It's affecting pretty well all of North Missouri, a lot of the southern part of the state. And the worst part about it is, Tom, this trade mitigation package that's been being discussed is going to base payments on this year's crop. And that is going to mean that many Missouri farmers won't receive any payments at all. Now, we've been hurt by the trade, the drop in prices due to the trade war has hurt the marketing of last year's crop, much of which is still in farmer hands. Obviously, this year's crop, if we have any, but next year's crop as well. So it seems to be the only fair way to set those payments is to use a 3 or 4 year average, your average production history. Don't base it all on this year's crop, because the rest of the Corn Belt, if the USDA is to be believed, the rest of the Corn Belt seeing record yields. Missouri hasn't got to take part in that good fortune, and now we're hitting a double whammy by losing out on trade mitigation payments as well.
So you said that the trade mitigation package is being discussed. Is that,
yeah,
what's the process there?
Well, obviously the Secretary of Agriculture has the authority to do this under the Commodity Credit Act. He's announced a program three-part program. It's a market purchasing some agricultural products, removing them from the market, some direct payments to farmers who are growing traditional program crops, corn, soybeans, cotton, and also some trade promotion activities. But that direct payment part, as we understand it, is going to be based on this year's yields, which means that Missouri farmers won't be able to take part.